Good morning. On a Tuesday morning, we're joined by Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Unfortunate story in the paper, which has to do with the shooting of aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was at the West Indian Day parade on Sunday, shot in the head. And Cuomo, in a headline, outraged over gun laws after staffer shooting. Explain what's happened, Mike.
Well, our story today describes it as a personal tragedy colliding with the governor's gun control policies. This involves, as you said, the shooting of one of his former top aides. It happened in the early morning hours of Monday before the annual West Indian American Day Carnival Parade. That's an annual celebration of Caribbean culture in Brooklyn. Cuomo expressed outrage as he spoke with reporters Monday before the major parade about how personally helpless he feels in the wake of this tragedy. It gravely injured attorney Kerry Gabe, and the governor, putting it bluntly, said anyone who doesn't believe federal gun control laws are needed is delusional. Talks about how we can protect the Second Amendment rights of legitimate gun owners, but we also need to protect people. Gabe, who is 43, is a Harvard Law School grad. He's a former assistant counsel to the governor and is now the first deputy counsel at the Empire State Development Corps in New York City. He was at the early morning javert, which is a march that happens in the pre-dawn hours before the major carnival begins. According to New York City police, 8 to 10 shots were fired during a nearby dispute on the street. Gabe was hit once in the head. He's listed in critical condition in Kings County Hospital. Police said he was apparently an innocent bystander. So the governor's outraged about this today.
A really unfortunate story. The other is the track season coming to an end.
Yeah, NYRA president and CEO Christopher Kay says it's a fantastic Saratoga season that just concluded on Monday. He says it's the quality of racing there that made it that way. They broke records for on-track handle, total handle, and announced attendance during the 40-day meet in Saratoga Springs. Customers wagered $168 million. Attendance was 1,064,000. That was a record. It was the third time in Saratoga history that announced attendance went over a million. Of course, that includes the crowd of 50,000 that turned out on August 30th to watch Triple Crown winner American Pharoah lose to Keen Ice in the $1.6 million Traverse Stakes. Still, Kay says he's not going to push for extending the 40-day season beyond its current length.
I'm talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.